I'm here with Dinah Wall, board member and chairperson of the committee for the Performing Arts Series for the group called the Ponderay Arts Council, one of our big arts organizations that support the arts in our community. So hi, Dinah, how are you?
Hello, Susie. It's so nice to talk to you.
It's nice to see you here on Zoom, and we appreciate that Zoom exists in these days.
Absolutely. It's wonderful that you've pivoted to this format to still get the word out.
That's right. So thanks for chatting with me today about the very full, I have to say, and exciting performing arts series that is part of what POAC facilitates each year in the fall and through the winter and spring. And I don't know, we'll get into what that series looks like here, but I haven't seen quite this much before. So you guys have really put your work boots on and done a great job, but we'll get into that. A moment for new listeners, we'll talk, tell us a little bit about what POAC is.
Well, the mission statement for POAC is the Ponderay Arts Council exists to facilitate quality experiences in the arts through educational programs and presentations that benefit the people of North Idaho. Basically, shortening that up, we want art adventures for everyone. That's what we want. And the thing is, if you look at the POAC logo, it shows you the real breadth of what we do. There's musical notes, there is a painter's palette, there is a ballet slipper, there is the drama masks, the drama dual masks, and just, you know, it's really visual and performing arts that we facilitate. And that's everything from the arts and crafts fair that just happened in downtown Sandpoint to art galleries throughout businesses and galleries in the community. And we also have performances and educational programs in both visual and performing arts in all the schools in the county throughout the year.
I think the word council, the Ponderay Arts Council, is a good word, because when you think of a council, it's bringing together a group or a an experience that is multifunctional or, you know, broad-based. And that's exactly what POAC's been doing for over 5 decades, by the way.
Yes, isn't that incredible? It really is the oldest arts organization in this town, and it's a thrill to be a part of it.
Why do you think it's important that we have something like the Ponderay Arts Council in Sandpoint, Idaho?
Well, I love it because it is a nonprofit and it really exists to make arts accessible and affordable to everyone. And I also think that the arts is something that brings people together regardless of your demographic, your social, economic, makeup, your politics, your religion. It's something that is really a community builder. And I think to have an organization facilitating these gatherings and this education that it's not aligned with any political organization or any private, corporation or anything like that, it just makes it a great equalizer and a great facilitator in a community. And that's why you see strong arts councils, especially in smaller communities.
And I'm sure that we have other groups like the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. You're housed in their building.
Absolutely, great partners.
Partnerships are so important in small communities. That's not only helps you facilitate your mission, but it builds a strong foundation for a community to have something like the Panada and the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. These are all nonprofits.
Absolutely.
That are focused around the arts, but that support each other so kindly.
Oh, absolutely. You know, our partnership with the Panada has been very, very long standing. And that's why we've kind of looked at other venues. We've had our performances in different venues, but we really feel like, the Panada is Sandpoint's living room. And so we are really excited to present all of these performances that we're going to be talking about for this coming year. They're all scheduled to happen in the historic Panada Theater right in downtown Sandpoint, which is also a stone's throw away from POAC's office in the Music Conservatory. So it's kind of nice that you've got this real arts core in our downtown and a stone's throw from KRFY Studios as well.
We're just the hub of good things here in downtown Sandpoint. So let's get to this. I don't know if you have looked at, well, of course you've looked at it. You helped put it together. But don't you think it's quite outstanding what you've done?
I do. And I have to say two of them, it's kind of exciting because two of them actually were done for me because, I mean, we had to, I was part of rescheduling them, of course, but they were artists that were supposed to come last year and couldn't because of COVID. And so we were lucky that we got to reschedule our first two groups. Barrio Manouche was supposed to be in here in May of last year, and Okaija Afrozo was supposed to be here last fall. And actually somebody in Okaija's band family passed away from COVID, and so they didn't tour at all last year, but they're back out there. And he's an artist that I have known personally for years. He's one of the nicest humans you'd ever want to meet.
Well, let's get to him, this great Afro-pop singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist from Ghana. So that starts out the series. This is Pondere Arts Council Performing Arts Series. So let's just go right through.
That's happening on Friday, October 29th. And I love the affordability of all these tickets. The tickets, I don't have to say what each ticket costs, but they're basically from $5 to $27. That's the most that you'll pay for any of these bands this year. And tickets are on sale. And if people want to read more in-depth bios, Susie, they can go to artinsandpoint.org and also order tickets there. You can also just walk into the POAC office. It's so accessible there in the Music Conservatory building on the first floor. And there's a beautiful gallery there too. You can always, you know, order tickets there. And people can always also call the Pondere Arts Council at 263-6139. Tone, who has our amazing executive director. I just want to give props to Tone and Claire Christie, who is our art administrator. And those two are just an amazing staff team. And they, you know, we take our orders from them, and you can't find anyone in this town who knows more about the administration of an arts organization than Tony Lund. So we're happy to have Tone at the helm and work for her.
So let's just go right through what you're offering this year. And as you said, people can go to the website, but let's hear from you with your own kind of take on starting Friday, October 29th.
Right. Okay. So Friday, October 29th is Okaija Afrozo. As you mentioned, he is from Ghana, West Africa, and most of his songs are in his native language. Some are not, but he just combines kind of this roots music and the modern music. And that's kind of a theme you'll see through a lot of our artists that are coming this year. They have this roots music from wherever they're from, and then they combine it with modern influences. So that's first. Then on Friday, November 19th, it's Barrio Manouche. And I am really excited for them because they're not only a musical group, they've also added a flamenco, a French flamenco dancer. And they also have a African sacred dance and a Brazilian dancer. And their band members come from Spain, Quebec, France, Brazil, and California. So it's a really tasty little group. And I guess if you had to condense it into a description, you would say flamenco fusion gypsy jazz from Spain to San Francisco. Then we take a little bit of a break and come back in January on the 29th and 30th with This Winter Night. And we partner with, and here we were talking about partnerships earlier, here we partner with Allegro Dance Studio and the Suzuki String Academy for a special evening of music and dance pairings. And this is something for the entire family. There'll be three performances in all, including a matinee, and there's even gonna be a hot chocolate bar, and that's gonna be really fun. We are working on one other performance for January, but I can't say anything about it yet, but it's going to be a surprise. So that'll be fun. And we always reserve the right to surprise you and dazzle you with something that is not planned, but we'll just do a little art bomb and tell you about it when it happens. Oh. Then is one of our most popular actually the offerings, and that is Living Voices. And this is a theatrical partnership we've had for a long time. Living Voices is an organization out of Seattle. Usually one person plays, but have a multimedia sort of dimension to them. Last year, this was our only performance that we got to host, actually, when we had that one respite where we were kind of comfortable getting together again. And that was in February. And what was interesting was it was about a Scandinavian immigrant family kind of at the turn of the century. And it involved photos and video footage of the pandemic from 1918, which was pretty amazing. Wow. To kind of feel that across the decades there. This Living Voices is actually focused on the life of Anne Frank, but it's called Through the Eyes of a Friend, and it's her story told from the perspective of somebody who knew her. And that is Friday, February 18th. Then very excited to bring Paul Bobrin on Friday, March 18th. And he is a Haitian singer and multi-instrumentalist. He's kind of from this music royalty family in Haiti. The Bobrin family, Lolo and Mance are his parents, and they've had Grammy nominations. They have this great Haitian band called Boukman Experience, which is really a cool Haitian band. And once again, he weaves together his Haitian roots with reggae and rock and roll for his own kind of roots blues style. And he has actually had some really cool collaborations with musicians that everybody's familiar with, like Jackson Browne. And, you know, he's done a lot of really cool things and collaborations. And then the next month, drop in here if you want to, Susie. I'm just kind of
I'm
running
listening.
Through. Okay, all right, cool. The other group that I think people would be excited about knowing that Paul Bobrin has collaborated with is the Preservation Hall jazz band and Arcade Fire. So he's a really cool dude. Saturday, April 23rd is Missoula Children's Theater with their production of Rumpelstiltskin. Anybody who's had young kids here, myself included, hopefully has gotten their kids involved in this at one point in time. They do all the classic fairy tales and stories. And this is the first time we've ever had Rumpelstiltskin. It casts 50 local students. And what they do is we're going to have the auditions on April 18th, a Monday, at Forestburg Charter School, and then they'll cast it that night, and then they basically rehearse for the next 5 days, and then, you know, boom, they're performing on Saturday. And it's just remarkable to see this thing go from start to finish. And there are parts for students of all ages, and that's going to be really exciting. And then we wrap the season up with these artists got the biggest applause at our art party where we unveiled this last Friday, and that is the Brubeck Brothers Quartet. And of course, you know, by Brubeck, we're talking about Dave Brubeck and his amazing family. It's an exciting jazz quartet featuring the gifted sons of Dave Brubeck, Dan Brubeck on drums, and Chris Brubeck is a bass and trombone player. And they carry on his family tradition. I mean, they played with their dad in a band, and then they've carried it on to different incarnations. And this most recent one is just super cool because they're joined by guitarist Mike DiMicchio and pianist Chuck Lamb, both of whom are just amazing jazz artists in their own right. And so we're just going to end it by blowing the roof off of the Panada, hopefully not literally, because they'll maybe have a new roof, but who knows. So anyway, we're just going to have a great time. And that is our final performance of the season.
It's full. It's great. Last one is a real kicker.
That's going to be great.
Exactly. Well, I want to just have a few more minutes, but I want to talk about another aspect to the performing arts series is the Ovation program.
And absolutely.
An integral part of it and an important part. So why don't you tell us about that?
Right. Well, I mean, just so people know, we won't book anyone if they're if they don't have an educational outreach aspect of their program. And so in some cases, it can be, you know, and it can be K through 12. So in some cases, it might be Okaija going into kindergarten through, you know, second grade and doing African dances and drums and things like that. But in the case of the Brubeck brothers, we want them to go into the high school jazz band, and they're going to show up at Sandpoint High School and go into the morning, you know, advanced jazz class, and they're going to listen to them perform, and then they're going to give critique. They're going to work with certain sections of the jazz band. It's going to be super cool, and Aaron Gordon is super excited about it, and he's the high school band director. And so we try to gear, you know, whatever might be the strength or the best you know, educational nugget to pull out of these folks. Like with Paul Bobrun, he's an amazing guitarist, so we might, you know, say, hey, let's go into the schools and get the guitar students together and get them together with him. Or let's give tickets to this to the guitar students, you know, so that they can come and see the public performance. That's another aspect that we do sometimes too, is we do outreach and give tickets to those students who we think might benefit from seeing a live performance, or even like a sound check. See, hey, what's involved in that? What's involved in putting this whole kind of show together? So that's the ovations part of what we do, and that's really customized to the artists themselves. And we also have a theatrical outreach that's a little separate from ovations, but it's called Showstoppers. And I'll just tell a little bit about that. We started it. It's drama workshops, everything from beginning acting to how to do the production. And we have Courtney Roberts, who's our instructor, and we just started that last spring, and we'll be continuing that this fall. So that's another theatrical aspect to what we do. So we might get our Showstoppers kids to, you know, come and be part of the Living Voices performances.
Setting up the stage. There's so mm-hmm. much to any performance.
Yes.
Musical or anything.
Absolutely.
So, and really involving the community on multi-levels is so great. From inspiration to actually working. That's great. Sounds good. Good job there. Again, the contact information for tickets or to read more about it.
Yes, artinsandpoint.org, or come on into the office there. It's on the corner of 2nd and Main in downtown Sandpoint in the Music Conservatory building, or you can always call 208-263-6139. And I'm so excited, and I hope to see all of your smiling faces out there in the Panada Theater starting next month, October 29th, with Okaija Afrozo.
Well, Dinah Wall, board member of the Pondere Arts Council and chairperson of the committee for the Performing Arts Series, you've done an outstanding job. Thank you for your service to our community and to the arts, you know, which is an important part of who we are as human beings. And we should get together again, even midway through, or for some of these larger performances, where we can do a little interview just to kind of get people excited. I hope that everybody stays open and stays healthy wear a mask so that we can go to these performances.
Exactly. And we'll stay up on that. You know, we'll definitely stay up on whatever the recommendations and, you know, the whatever, you know, regulations are in place. But I thank you for the opportunity. There's nothing I love more than turning people on to great music, and especially if it's someone that they may not know. So I'm just thrilled to volunteer my time to do that. And I'm really excited to get the word out on KRFY. Love KRFY.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And it's been a real pleasure speaking with you today.
Thanks, all right. Anna. Thank you so much, Susie.
Thank you.